I've been looking forward to this all morning because I've got Pat and I've got Faye Short from the Well Show, which is coming to Waterford on what night is it, lads?
The 11th, Friday.
This is like a wet, if the audience can only see this, it's like a well-oiled machine. <in the end. laughs> Jeff, we'll have to show Jeff how to take a selfie.
We're showing him up here now.
Showing your age now, Jeff.
How did you do that? And you're in it as well yourself, are you? Yes, Jeff.
I can see where this is going, lads.
It's lovely
to have people in here, because would you believe, I'd say you're one of the first I've had sitting in front of me.
Really?
We were talking before on ISDN or something.
That's true. In lockdown, we did an awful lot of interviews and stuff online. Some disasters.
Oh, it was horrific.
We did one with TV3. I think we froze it. You know when you're freezing a bad photograph?
You've about five chins in it.
And it was just, it was one of those ones, you know the way the internet is with lockdown, like you do a test at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, it's perfect.
And then later
everyone's home at 6 o'clock for their tea, you know. I was a friend of mine, the best I kept was a young friend.
Oh, stop.
A friend of mine, I walked into his house and I was chatting with him and he couldn't get the internet working at all. And his young fella is about 10 and he comes up and says, Dara, he says, Daddy, do you know where Mammy's hotspot is? I said, that's something a fella should never have to explain.
No, I shouldn't. But tell me something. First gig was last weekend. How did it go, sure Faye? It was your first time doing something live, wasn't it?
It was. Well, like, it was my first time doing a gig with Dad. I've done bits since, you know, in drama college, but this is the first professional gig live. It was great crack. It was so much fun.
And we got through the end of the night. Was it in Cork? Yeah, it's in Cork.
The Glenside Theatre. There's loads of these lovely little theatres around the country, which are small, run by local drama groups, and they've got their own theatre. And they're really well supporting. They're up for theatre because that's what they're all into. You know, it's their hobby and everything else. But there's fantastic, and this particular place is just gorgeous.
It was an old schoolhouse, actually.
And it's just a lovely place to start a show and a tour because they're just a lovely, warm, welcoming audience and up for the crack. And geez, from the minute we walked in the door, it was just mayhem.
Yeah, we were talking about that. I mean, people are really eager to be entertained, aren't they? And Faye, your first time in front of an audience, how was that?
Yeah, it was great crack. Sure, look, I was beside himself.
behind him.
Excuse you. No, it was great crack. And we got through the end of the night, didn't we? And we're still here and we're still talking. That's the main thing. And it's only week one.
Yeah. So how does it work anyway? Did you both wrote the show together, did you?
Yeah, we hardly even call ourselves writers. We just kind of make it up.
Make it up as you go along.
And then I suppose we find characters, then we script them and write them and put it together, and then we ad lib and workshop it really. We're like, I think that's probably the proper terminology, isn't it?
Bit of improv as well, the odd time and ad libbing as well, because that brings the realness to it live on stage.
Well, we leave that space in the show when we're performing to have a bit of crack with the audience. So and just look, we know where we're going with something. It's like improv. It is improv.
It is.
And then we just have a bit of crack with the audience member where it leads us to, and it actually always ends up being great fun.
They've crack with us as well.
Well, I play this. I have a piece here, the Neighbourhood Watch. Maybe you could intro this. This is one of your little bits in the back garden.
Well, I don't know which one it is, but these are two characters we sat out the back garden one day and we were just having a laugh about the whole pandemic and the busybodies and the moral high grounds of people and how they're taken. And these two characters became a big internet sensation for us. So we have introduced them into the show as well. But you play the clip.
Okay, here we go. Neighbourhood Watch.
Hello and welcome to Neighbourhood Watch.
Hello and welcome to Neighbourhood Watch.
My name is Grania Walsh and I am here from number 9 St Michael's Terrace and I am the president of the residence committee.
Hello, my name is Willie Tracy. I'm from number 22 St Michael's and I am the treasurer of the committee alongside Therese, and I'm very happy and delighted to be there. Thank you.
Now, usually we wouldn't be using this platform to talk about such things. We usually be talking about the county council and what they're up to, talking about the tidy towns and their flower bed competitions and all that stuff. But sadly now, this week, we've had to talk about something that we would rather not be here talking about.
Well said, Susan.
Yes. So now we're here to talk about people and they're very upset. They're very upset about lockdown rules being broken.
The people in the community. Sorry. Grania's new to the area. People in the community, and people have been saying it to me because they know I'm on the committee, to say it to me.
that they're seeing there's people wandering around that obviously have been to haircuts and getting grooming, what have you done. You know, the rest of us are, look at the state of us. Look at the, I'd love to be going around getting a barber. I'd love to be looking like this fella. I spotted him going into the spare shop. Here's a photograph.
Show the photo.
Gonya here, she'd love to be like a man. He laughed into my face in the picture there. You can see him when I approached him on the bare top. And she'd love to be going down to the lady's hair salon, mm-hmm. getting the lady's hair done up there, getting rid of the roots and taking the badger look off herself there. But she can't do it. And she's doing the right thing. She's not doing it. And she'd love to be going down to the lady's salons and getting the treatments there. That people, they're not open either. She'd love to get rid of that moustache that's after growing in the last while. You know, they're the type of things that we'd all love to be doing, lads. But we're not doing it. We're in lockdown. And we're only pleading to everyone out there. Lads, if you could just do your bit, we'd appreciate it. Thank you.
People like that out there too.
But you know, when I look back on that video and my roots, though, they were bad. All jokes aside, it was pretty bad. The mustache was grand, but it was the roots.
Faye, I know probably everybody, you go into a radio studio and everybody says, what's it like working with your dad? How did that start? Did you start making jokes at the table? What was the kernel of that in the beginning?
I suppose we were always having the crack at home. You know, we always do. But I think when we
I think it came from Comic Relief with Deirdre O'Kane. I think that was the very first sketch.
Yes,
we had a deadline to meet, and we dad said, do you want to do the sketch with me? And I said, yeah, sure, I'm doing nothing else. We did the sketch together, and it had great feedback, great response. And then we just continued it from there, said we'd make sketches every Friday.
We didn't do that.
That
was the plan.
Yeah.
That was a great plan. We started putting out sketches there, and I suppose we were just keeping ourselves sharp, keeping in touch with the audiences that are out there, and just, you know, I suppose we're writers and we're comedians and that's what we do, you know, so it felt natural to kind of set up a camera in the garden and have a bit of crack. And you could hear how rough that particular piece was, actually. It's funny, when you're watching the visuals, you don't realise how the audio was dreadful.
That's just grand, right?
Well, it's grand. It's the nature of it. It was kind of, it's the nature of those two characters. They're out in the back garden, and that's the way it was meant to be. Yeah. You know?
Are they in the show now? They are.
They are.
In the Welsh show.
Yeah.
You do realise you've robbed one of our, was it colloquialisms? You're trying to say formalized.
I heard you on about that before we came into the studio in the Wales. I was listening to you in the car, and you were saying that, does he know what his hour works?
So I'm supposed to get your blaz and red lid.
Well, the blaz are yours, you can keep them. His hours. Well, it's shared, isn't it? Well, funny enough, I grew up in Turles, Tipperary, and I would have always thought Well was a purely Turles thing.
Yeah.
And then only realised it's Clonmel as well, and of course North Waterford. Yeah, Well, how are you?
Because Eddie Wimbury, you might remember the late Eddie Wimbury, he used to be a presenter here, he was a comedian.
Oh, yeah.
He wrote a couple of books. Well, he wrote Well, first of all, and of course the second one that was called Well. But you meet somebody in town here and you say, well.
Yeah.
And that's the great, is it the same up in
Tip? Exactly the same in Turles and Nina as well. You wouldn't get it in Roscrea. You wouldn't go that far up.
Yeah.
I think Nina's is the furthest it goes up. I stand corrected. Someone out there will ring in and say,
one of the neighbourhood watch.
But it does come down to South Tipperary and Clonmel and definitely Waterford as well. Yeah. It's funny. And when we used to go to Limerick, I went to college in Limerick, and first time there you go, well, and they go, water. Uh-huh. And I go, what? What's that about? Water. What are you on about? Thinking they were hilariously funny. Well, water.
Yeah.
You know, it's not funny at all.
Didn't get it.
It's not funny at all.
I didn't laugh.
We can't wait. Now, before I forget, you are both playing on Friday, the 11th of March, in the Theatre Royal Park Hotel in Garvan, 26th of March.
That's correct, yes.
And then the 12th, which is what, Saturday?
Saturday.
In Whites, if they miss you in Waterford.
My God,
Only up the road.
Yeah. In Wexford.
It's a tough old schedule, isn't it? You'd be up for it.
Oh, it just means we have a lot of time to spend together, which is great. And bonding and out for walks.
No, it's great. Look, it's not that. Well, I suppose, you see, the shows and travelling with the shows is one thing, but then of course we're like today we're travelling around doing publicity, and I'm up in Dublin doing more publicity for other shows and stuff this week. I'm doing a few bits and pieces, phase off doing other stuff. So you'd be surprised, the week is full always. You might only be doing two or three shows a week, but you have all the other days of office work and planning and plotting and cooing and all that kind of carry on.
And what's the story? I mean, you're always, you know, doing other stuff as well, like films and things like that. Are you up to much?
I just directed my first short there recently, so I kind of put it on hold. I directed it about 2 weeks before the show opened, and then it's on hold. I'm going into the edit this week, and I'm hoping to have it ready for the Galway Fly. It should be in time. I just finished a big film with Colin Farrell and Brendan Gleeson and Martin McDonagh.
Really?
And Barry Keoghan.
I always forget
Barry Keoghan. Yeah.
And Kerry Condon.
It's my second film with Barry. Yeah, Kerry Condon, who's amazing. She's, a lot of people wouldn't know Kerry. Probably she's in LA an awful lot. She's from Turles. Grew up in the same street as me in Kickham Street, Turles. And people would know her from Don't Call Saul and a load of other stuff. She's done.
Oh, she lives in the States.
She lives in LA. Yeah, she's done massive stuff. But she was back doing this, and I worked with Brendan before. I hadn't worked with Colin. He's a really funny guy, great crack. I really enjoyed working with him. But I was very happy to work with Kerry because I'm a fan of hers since I first came across her, and she is an amazing actress. She's just out of this world, you know. That's why she's got the success that she has.
Any
John
ambitions?
Kenny and myself were on, and John was on it with me as well.
Oh, was
so
he? Good.
Yeah. So we had a great fun up in Achill Island over the summer.
He's a good fella. Any ambitions that way, Faye?
Oh yeah, I'd love to do. I'd love to do it all.
Well, Faye is her first short. She did the lead in it last summer. It actually didn't come out last summer, but it's just coming out this year.
Yeah, it's called Give Him Time.
Yeah, it's got in the Fastnet Film Festival, which is a really good film festival down in Skull in West Cork. So it's going to be there in September, which is great news.
Dad's also in it as well.
Yeah, it's a small part.
It's great though. All the short films we're all blown our trumpet because Carrie Crowley's in it and on Colin Kuhn,
of course.
And all the awards, like all these short films are really great.
Great. Yeah.
Yeah, well, there's a whole like
you cultivate new.
There's a whole thing out there with shorts. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you got to cut your teeth there. Like, I've been working in television and film for years, but directing a short was a big, big deal for me. And it's my first kind of venture into that area. And I there's so many festivals around the world with them as well. So you don't just get seen in Ireland; it goes to America and all over
Canada,
the world.
Everywhere. You wouldn't know who'd be looking at.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
But getting back to the show anyway, what else, what other gems are in there apart from the Neighbourhood Watch, which I can't wait to see?
Oh, there's a lot. Well, obviously there's the father and daughter duo. You know, based.
Well, yeah, we kind of base these two characters a bit on ourselves. Not really, but they're two failed musicians coming back out of lockdown.
Well, the country. Yeah, that's right. I heard about that one. Yeah.
They're great fun. They're just daft as a brush. And that's what I love about them. And they're just, they're talking shite about each other, and their first gig is in a hotel in this hotel and we see some of the other staff members of the hotel. Like, there's a spa center there, and the ladies in the spa treat us to a lovely bit of treatment. And then there's a barman character, and who else is there?
Is that the two
Watch characters?
That's it.
And you play all the different characters.
We do.
Brilliant. Yeah.
I can't wait to see the show. I really can't. I know it'll be a sellout, so hopefully it'll be coming back. But it's on the 11th anyway. This is Friday night, isn't it?
Friday night.
And Dungarvan in the Park Hotel, 26th. And then Tuesday, White's Hotel on the 12th of March.
We're looking forward to Waterford. It's probably one of the most beautiful theatres.
It's lovely, isn't it?
Yeah, I can't wait.
Like, it's like a mini Olympia, except nicer.
I think it's the same guy who designed it.
You can see that when you walk in the door. But look, there's a great crew, great team up there in the Waterford Theatre Royal, and we love going up and meeting Dermot and the lads. They're really, really great guys, and they just make it a pleasure being in there. So it's audience are good, they're in your face, it's great, it's a blast, you know.
So don't miss Pat and Faye on Friday night, Theatre Royal, for the Well Show. Thank you very much, lovely to see you,
thank
especially
you.
In here. Good luck, thanks very much.